Okay, our next presentation is by Rabbi Yonason Kaganoff, and it's the OU Kosher Online, and he will explain what that's all about.
This next half hour will be a presentation about the OU Kosher website, some of the features on the website, here's questions about the features, and also about, hopefully, the right, you know, explaining a website is something an exercise in the obvious. If anyone interested in the OU Kosher website, you can just go online anywhere. You can go to the internet at home, you can do that at your school.
Speak into the mic.
You could always... just visit the website and see what's available. However, for just some of the features that might not be so obvious. Also, I'd like to discuss if people have questions about, first of all, how information gets on the website. Also, I would like to open the discussion in general, to on a kosher agency, what you get a kosher agency website. You can discuss what a kosher agency's website should contain. In 2006, there are a few reasons why a kosher certification agency should have a website, if only to keep updated information about, contact information, if people see a product with that agency symbol on it, or if they have a restaurant that the agency certifies, or a food service or a caterer, that people should be able to contact that kosher agency if they have any questions about it, or they see something that raises issues. If they could find a list of the places where it's certified, and also for kosher alerts. One of the major purposes of the website, which we will see shortly, is kosher alerts, that whenever we see an illegal OU or something which is mislabeled, one of the ways we publicize it through the website. Actually, one of the most popular features in terms of number of hits on the OU Kosher website is the alerts. People check on a regular basis to see, you know, what if something is illegal or not, or OU.
How many hits does the website got?
I think at this point we check something like either 2,000 a week, something like that.
2,000 for the kosher
website? No, for the kosher website. We have a separate OU.org and the OU kosher website, right. Are two separate websites. The OU.org, I think, just I think like 100,000 hits. It's a very much
more. The OU.org has over a million web pages a week. That means in a year, over 50 million web pages.
So maybe if it's 6,000, last week's statistics was 6,000 a week, maybe I have to check the statistics again. So the advantage, the internet has provided a great opportunity. On one hand, it's a great opportunity, and it's a terrible problem. There's many other problems with the internet. The wonderful thing about the web is that anyone in the world can see what you have posted online. And the downside, the terrible thing about it, is anyone in the world can see what you post online. That means that, so the Gemara's caveats about Chachamim Hisiru V'Divrechem applies 100-fold to the internet. For example, of what you can post online is, for example, we've always been careful with some information about Bishlachum. Even if it's only for people in kosher, for consumers, issues of Bishlachum, anyone in the world, a company which is certified, can see what we have to say about Bishlachum. And if something that's very sensitive to topics or issues of Stam Yenam, it's a certain delicacy you have. First, you want to teach people that there's such an issue, and they should know why you have to only consume kosher wine. On the other hand, the downside is that anyone in the world could see what you've written. Another concern we have about the internet is that internet things can stay online for many years. So people download one thing, and then it gets copied to elsewhere, and it stays on for a long time. So, for example, we're hesitant to post certain things like a Group One list, some of the products that don't require shkacha, because in the past, things you've looked at one point we thought they did require hashgacha, and then we see they do need a hashgacha. So that problem is once you post online, things have a habit of staying for years and years online. Even if you don't put it on your website, someone will copy it or they'll download it, and once it's on the web, there's no way of keeping a limit on it. For that reason, that's the reason the OU doesn't put an alcohol list. Other agencies we know put in list of which acceptable alcohol products, non-alcoholic products, but because these lists change from time to time, and alcohol has a habit of staying, people last for years and years, the OU does not have to put the alcohol list on. We'll send out people requested. Both Rabbanim individuals request the list of kosher certified alcohol products. We'll send it out, but we do not post it online. So just a little bit about the OU kosher website. If anyone has any questions, feel free to raise your hand and ask them.
Okay, is it to be right, good only for this month or whatever?
People can just modify it. And we do, when we send out the alcohols, we say it's only good for 3 months from when we send it out. The problem is that either if it's that, someone will either take off that line, or even if people will ignore that because, you know, they'll say, all right, it was good then, what difference does it make now, a year later, 2 years later? So the main target audience is the Yoga Kosher website. We have three target audiences. Our primary audience is two primary audiences. One is consumers, kosher consumers. And when you're targeting consumers, that could be anyone who keeps kosher, from people who know nothing, from all our people who eat kosher. When in the supermarket and they see something kosher, they'll buy that as opposed to seeing the non-kosher product. Or there's also people who are, all the way up to people who are coming, people who want to learn, people who are machmir on every chumrah possible. They'll also be looking at a particular question on OU product, or a question about, what's the OU stock on a particular issue, or they heard this is a concern, so that is the possibilities. Our second audience is manufacturers, both potential customers to OU and current customers to OU. People are looking to certify products, and they would like to know, how to become kosher, the question of the kosher process, questions about the kosher certification. So the third audience we have is, which is to a limited degree, we have a separate section of the website for them, is kosher professionals, people involved in kashrus, people are either rabbanim or individuals or smicha students who are interested in kashrus. We have articles that tend to be more about the process, about for people in, that's a separate audience, which is related, but it's somewhat slightly different. It's also the fact that we also have non-Jews ask questions in case we get, Muslims or people who are, a number of Christians who eat kosher for whatever reason, because the Bible says so, it's only kosher, they'll come to our website to find out more about kosher. So you have to be, when you put anything on the web, any of the audiences can see anything else that's written on the web, which is why part of this being careful about what we write, what we put on the web. Just do a little few, some of the, first focus a little bit on what we put for consumers, a little bit what we put for manufacturers, something then. So let's start with for consumers, we'll start with, for this audience, learn about kosher. So this is sort of a learn about kosher. We put some information, we start from the basics of what is kosher, which is our introduction to this is sort of the basics of the basics. We have the Kosher Primer, which was written a number of years ago, which is Rabbi Luvan, who I hope you've met. This is sort of, again, the basics, but it's been very popular both for consumers and for manufacturers, by this very sort of a useful introduction to what kosher is. We divided the articles. We're actually in the process of revising the website, so the website you see now might not be the website you see in a few months from now, but when we divide the articles, we assign them to two basic categories: kosher consumers and for the factors. Even if we have an article for industrial kosher, it's not necessarily going to be, it might be targeted towards kosher professionals. It might just be, we had an article, I think, about colors and different types of colors and red dye, different sorts of dyes. And it's not necessarily going to help you keep kosher. People have a question about taking off truma if they buy food from Israel, but it's an interest to consumers' interest. So we put that in, divided to kosher in the kitchen, kosher in the factory. And kosher in the kitchen includes a number of articles on keeping kosher. We have eggs and blood spots, English dairy muffins. Different articles and different topics on questions of keeping, people questions about, basic keeping kosher in their own home. Kosher in the factory involves more of the industrial issues. People are interested in more of the questions of manufacturing. This is an article on bagels, how to make bagels kosher, an article on the use of transportation policy, some human interest stories about some of our mashgiachim. And that's it. We've also included all the copies of Rabbi Grossman's Daf HaKashrus are available online, so people can read back issues. They're available as a downloadable PDF
Not all of them.
Not all of them. Okay, a number of years worth. A number of years worth. I think for a few years worth, we've put online back issues. I think are available in all available in volumes, but a number of issues are available online. And the Masora Journal, which is a journal, I think we've told, about this, is edited by Rabbi Ganak, is a collection of it's a collection of articles, both by articles about the Torah, Rabbi Salvation, and Rav Zatzal, and articles about kosher in general. And these so we've included all the all the journals available as a downloadable PDF. So this is more of the high end, more for the professionals. But this is the this is other features of the website.
Is it Lashon Kodesh?
What? It's all in Lashon Kodesh. The Masorah is a Hebrew journal.
Published right? Actually, yeah. Well, you can buy them if you want to buy them. Say yeah. Sally Goldberg. They cost, I think, $5 each.
Like internship programs.
No. So, for example, let's pull an issue. So, half of them, the Masorah is published by the Kashrut Department. So, half the articles are Rabbi Salvation, either particular. It's published by us. But also, half the articles in each journal usually deal with Kashrut. So, we have an article like. Half the articles. This issue. We'll go through this one. The next.
They have articles about enzymes.
Half the articles. This is for is about the Rabbi Salvation on various Torah, and then the second half is Bir Halacha.
So
Haris being a Iroy as Havas Geber, Ben Achila Bas. There are various topics that have.
Oh yeah, my article there.
Yes, there.
I'm Tana Ben Achila's bus, I feel it's called.
So that.
3 hours, right?
So that's. So the articles like this are of interest to a lot of people it's more to interesting kosher. So that's the Learn About Kosher section. We also have FAQs, which are frequently asked consumer questions on various topics. We divide them. That tends to be more short answers, you know. Questions about Pesach, questions about, you know, whether maple syrup requires hashkacha, whether things require hashkacha, whether various items require hashkacha, OU policy towards OUDDE issues. So there are also, in the FAQ section, we have, this is more of a short answer, people are often come for questions they ask.
And who's writing this?
So this most of it is our post that you met earlier this week. This will be things we've been over the years. I mean, it has to be a very short question. Does vodka require hashkacha? So we say pure, unflavored vodka, domestic unflavored vodka does not require hashkacha, and flavored vodka requires hashkacha. So it's a standard that the OU would follow based on our post. So occasionally things will change, but these tend to be more stable.
And you're the webmaster?
I'm the administrator. So we have, the way the system's built up is we have an internal, the OU has a web 2, has a technical details, and I'm the administrator of the website.
So what is your, what do you have to do?
So with any information I add, I subtract, change, we add new.
Design?
What?
You design it?
I work with the designer, but later I plan it out, and someone else does the actual implementation of the design.
When the problem with the product, how long did it take to get out?
Probably an alert, or so we can do it. We have it set up that as soon as we know for sure, we can go on the web that day.
Where are the alerts?
Oh, so let's go to the next. Let's go to the alerts next. This is alerts. There's always been a question of how prominent alerts should be. The one end, this has not been our most. You know, when you make a mistake, you know, someone could use the OU illegally. It's never, you know, we always. It's not our fault because they do it illegally, but it's always often people look down upon us. But we've always insisted that the alert should be very prominent on the website. That when anyone comes to the website, they should be able to find the alerts easily because, you know, we don't want people eating trash. Even if something that's a hashash that we don't think it's not a serious hashash, but we still are very serious, we think we're taking this very seriously. We've always made certain the alerts are always prominent on the website. So these are the alerts. They're available. And these are going back a number of months. I think that website, the alerts go back three, four years. The alerts, and you can just go down here, and there's just information about the alerts. Alerts are also emailed out. I know Rabbi Tiviak spoken to you yet about alerts. They're emailed out. Sometimes, if they're important enough, they get posted in the newspapers. There's also the, for instance, the RSS feeds. We also have, we built into the website RSS feeds. So RSS is a technology where you can, if you have an RSS reader, that information is automatically, it's a news reader. So if you want as a news reader to install on your computer, which is a program, it will automatically show whatever new information is posted. So we have a number of, it's RSS stands for Real Simple Syndication, and we have a number of RSS feeds for various various categories. We have new alerts, new kosher articles, we have new news articles, and we have new recipes. And so if someone wants, whenever we post an alert, they can, even if, say, you go for months without an alert, one advantage of the RSS is that they'll always, if they have a news reader, whenever we post it, within minutes will be sent to the RSS reader, and they'll know that there's a new alert. So that's the charm. We'll get them. We'll hopefully get there shortly. So that we have a whole.
It'll come up on their computer.
On their computer, automatically get sent. This alert and this is the, this is the, for example, when the Hidden Valley. If you have an RSS feeder reader, so the OU OU.org website actually built in with its own RSS reader. But say you have an RSS reader, there's hundreds of them out there now, and you just have an RSS reader installed on your computer. As soon as an alert is sent out, it'll get sent. You'll see it. You can click on it. They'll see what the new alert is. What? So you have to sign up. And to get an RSS, actually, if we have the thing on the article on the bottom, over here, which is RSS feeds, we have, let's see.
Wait
for it to click? Yeah. Oh. So this is the RSS, so this is a little bit out here. RSS feeders and different feeds that are available. So let's just go continue a little further about other features in the website. So we have the online, the food service. List of one of our most popular features is the restaurant food service. So if you want to know, people want to know, looking for let's say looking for a restaurant in Manhattan, you go to Manhattan, you go to restaurants. So we certify, mainly in the New York area. We do a few items in Florida. We do a few items in the Catskills, a few items, occasionally we have one restaurant in California now. This is available. People can always available to find out, what we certify. And this is constantly changing. I think just today we made a half dozen changes.
Can you do a search?
Well, in the system, you can search within the system and restaurants will come out. So you want to look for...
I'm looking there for the address of Essex.
So Essex, all the restaurants are listed with their address, the phone number, the contact.
I'm saying
usually it's on one page. We don't do that many restaurants. I mean, right. No agency does that many restaurants. You can't put them all on one web page.
Okay.
This is actually one of our most popular functions, and the important thing about having one on a website is that it has to be able to be updated. In a small town, it's often you have one or two places that they're viable certified, so that is fairly stable. But even if you do a number of places that just within the course of a year, you certify something, you uncertify other items, other bakeries or restaurants, that they have to be keep this updated, because if the information is incorrect, people will go in, they'll use this as a source that this is a kosher place.
So if you clicked on New York City, that over there, that box?
Which box?
There's a box there, New York City OU.
Where is it?
Go on a little further down.
So that's the New York City. That's the list of New York restaurants. That's because for some reason, that's the most popular feature.
What?
We keep the list of New York City restaurants as just a constant click on as a tab on the left.
It changes
often. This is the regular. It's just it automatically gets you that information because it's most used.
What did he say is the most viewed page, the alerts?
The alerts, I think our number one page is alerts, number two is the restaurants. I mean, most alert feature page is the front page, and that's what many people just read the front page and leave. If you look at the furniture, you see it's not what you want. But I think alerts is the number, is the top, alerts and restaurants, I think are the top pages. Another feature we have is kosher cookies are a number of recipes. The OU has a feature for many years. We sent out Shabbat Shalom, our weekly email recipes, and all the recipes are indexed from the OU kosher website. So if people are looking for recipes, this is, I think, one of the largest sources of kosher recipes online. If people are going to look for different categories of recipes or a particular recipe, Everything here is guaranteed to be kosher. We'd like to make a point of including in a recipe that say includes a particular fruit or vegetable that needs to be checked, including information on how to check it or if it needs question of any other special conditions. We also include, so on the main page, we include the search option for information about the OU Kosher search, try to email new information about newly certified products or new or information about. So we have newly, we have information about the newly certified. We can get email to you the list, because after the list.
What's that thing up there, OU China?
So we have the China site is, it's the OU China site.
On the top,
and
right.
So we have a site dedicated to China. And I mentioned a lot of our business now, we certify a number of companies, several hundred plants in China now. And this is this is for the Chinese companies, it's information in Chinese, for the Chinese companies, and it's information about China. So there's information, what is kosher? In English and in Chinese.
But is one of those programs like Google that automatically translates it?
No, this is,
somebody actually
translated this in Chinese. We have three full-time representatives in China at this point, and one of them is a Chinese national, and I think he did most of the translation.
Two are Jewish, right?
Two are Jewish, one is not Jewish. But his Chinese is better than the other two, so yeah.
Right.
So, information, just some of the basics, what is the Orthodox Union, what's kosher, some testimonials about some of our major companies in China. Chinese are very concerned about, the sort of the simple process, the application. The privacy policy is very important because they're not going to tell you all the secrets of their client, and they're afraid that, why would you give to someone, 12,000 miles away information about about how you manufacture it, perhaps let them visit your plant. So we're very careful to make sure it's very important that we explain to them how privacy is very important to us, and we would never violate any of their confidential secrets. Some basic information. And so this is the China page, and that is the so China is a subsection of the official website. Where we, but that's the China. We keep it prominent because, first of all, a lot of our new companies are certified from China, and it also shows the worldwide nature of the OU Kosher.
The Espanol, is that?
That's in Spanish. We have some information in Spanish.
Is that per country or just the language Spanish?
Just the language in Spanish. This is, we have some information about kosher. We have the application in Spanish. We do a lot of the food products that are being brought to America now are from Latin America. Because, I don't know, the price of oil raising, but in general, there's a lot of products that are being manufactured in Latin America which make their way to the United States. And a lot of the companies, in order to get into the United States market, they will need a kosher certification. And as we have representatives throughout the world, we will have also the ability to apply in Spanish. And there's an application in Spanish, there's information about the application process in Spanish for those who need such information. And also on the left side of the page, we highlight some of the OU features. We have the recipes. We have ask the kosher questions. We have the Banyan symbol, which is, I spoke, seen it. It's a very nice publication put together by Rabbi Safran here. We have all the copies available online. This is the latest issue. It's available online. And that would, some people, we think several years worth of issues of Banyan symbols available online. It's a nice read about various companies who chose to be kosher. Some issues, there's interesting articles about companies, profiles of companies that chose to be kosher. We have the option of companies who wish to be, the Webby Rebbe is Greg Polsky, who spoke to you on Monday, I believe, about the service. People can just send in either the question, they can apply, they can send the question online.
Can you explain the OUDB?
Oh, so the OUDB. You're not having a session on the UDB?
I don't think so.
Okay, so let me just...
Yeah,
oh, so let me
there.
Oh, so
the
UDB, so we'll do the product search. It's actually more important.
Okay.
We'll do the product search, then we'll do the UDB. So the product search is actually one of our most difficult things to pull off. It took a while to pull it off, but this is an online product of all the OU certified products that the companies agreed to let us display. A lot of companies, for example, Hershey's or Mars, have asked us not, we don't post the information online. But this is information about any OU certified product. So anyone, give me a product that you... Hey, give me a name.
Stella Dora.
So say you see a cell of Stella Dora, yes, and you want to know if it's kosher or not.
It
has the OU. But say you see, so sometimes a company will be an OU, and you don't really look strange. We obviously see David's pumpkin seeds. They spelled the OU D. It was the OU symbol. So people say, well, maybe it's illegal. You see an OU, looks strange.
I suspect Stella Dora do not have a cross.
Spelled
right. How do you spell Dora?
Apostrophe?
Is it? I believe so. You're right. So
you wrote Stella.
It would be the
Stella.
That's right, Stella.
So.
Claudia?
No,
Castella. Yeah.
Because it has the Castella. So let's do strike again. Stella.
No, you didn't do a D.
But
no, the D. Because the problem with the D is it's a
product type.
Oh.
It's
this is 38 products. We certify. So you want to know the Hashkat, they'll tell you the name of the product, they'll tell you the name.
There's no more Stella Dora that has an OUD on it?
They apparently, it's in the new packaging, it doesn't have it on it.
It doesn't? They stopped?
They stopped doing that. But this is, this will be the correct symbol.
Correct symbol.
So sometimes you'll see, like, if it's the correct symbol, if it's mislabeled on the product, this will be the correct symbol in our database. And sometimes we put the name of the company location, because especially for the industrial company products, companies often want to purchase a company. Say you're a company who's looking to buy, industrial products, say citric acid.
CIT.
So you want a citric acid, and you want to know, looking for citric acid, and you want to purchase citric acid from, and you want to know a particular company. You can actually check where the company is located and to see if it's convenient to purchase it for you. In addition to the source
product... the same thing with Stella Dora cookies?
You can find out where they're made. Say you're a distributor or broker, you want to purchase the product to import it to Israel or to China or whatever, you can actually find that out where it's located. We don't put the contact information of the company at this point because it's too complicated. We don't know if the companies want it. But
there's different levels of confidentiality, is that correct?
Yes, there
you
is.
You want to explain that?
Some companies don't want their information online at all. Because some companies don't want to, say you're a flavor company, you don't want your products to know what flavor, who you're making your flavors for. If you have a specific flavor, you're making for an agency, you're making flavors for Hershey. You don't want anyone to know you're the company making these flavors for Hershey's. Even though we certified the product is kosher, make an LLC, a letter of certification for that product, we don't post information online. Some information everyone wants the whole world to know because it's a form of great PR. Stella Dora wants us to the world to know about their products so that more people know that Stella Dora is certified by the OU. Looking for part of the cookies. The other item is the UDB, which is some middle level. The UDB is a... The UDB is a universal kosher database. This is a service you provide to companies that they can search for ingredients. So instead of having to track down a letter of certification for every product you provide, or looking for ingredients for every product you provide, this is a list of products from the major kosher agencies, certified by the major kosher agencies. The OU, and I think it's a number of other kosher agencies, have provided the information, and they can just search for particular information. If a company can search, say, citric acid, they don't want to have to look for the letter of certification, or they want to look for a kosher citric acid, they could just go online, log in. If they had a login, if they're an OU company, they could log in, find the name of the product, just send us, either find it and contact that company, or if they want to send the information to us that we're going to now add that to their Schedule A, they could just give us the information from the UDB and send that to us. So some companies choose to only include information from only have information in the UDB, but not for the general public. Like, they'll want other companies to find out about it. For whatever reason, they do not want consumers to know their product is kosher.
Is this fully operational?
This is fully operational. It's been operational for, I think, over a year now? Or?
How
is this open? This is open to OU, the UDB is open to OU certified companies. to find, and for full-time mashgichim to find OU certified private.
But not the public.
Not the public. It's not available to the public at this time.
So which agencies are on this so far?
If I have a computer and I log in, so why? How will it stop me? From
If you try to log in, you try to log in, it'll say
not available.
Do you use your password? And the,
unless you have to have a password.
You have to use your password.
Want
to
put a PIN?
What? I don't have a user. I haven't used my login password. I just don't know how. Sorry. I thought someone else was going to present a program with the UDB. I didn't know that there was.
No.
I'm sorry.
Why would they want to know their
Each company has their own star. I know Mars, which used to be NASA, there was Mars, and it was mass pronounced back to being Mars, is very insistent about not telling anyone about that and the web at all. Different companies have all sorts of different reasons, either because they have their own plan, they don't want to publicize their kosher. Sometimes if they sell to Arab countries, they might not want to publicize the fact that they're kosher certified. I know a number of our companies don't put their own symbol if it ends up in certain countries of the world where there's anti-Semitism issue. Each company has their own reason. We respect the company's wishes not to certify the
product. You have to call each company before you put them online?
At this point, we had a whole system where we sent that request to all companies if they wanted to be online. We sent out a form. We had an opt-out system. So we had an opt-out system. The companies could opt out. Then we went to our lawyers. They said it was certainly fine if they want to opt out not to be in the system. And at this point, we're trying to work on an opt-in system. The companies should approve it. So officially, all companies were legally allowed to put them online because they didn't choose to say no. However, we are trying to get them all to agree to go online. Some companies, it's just all they care about. They have their letter of certification. They don't really care if they're in the OU kosher system. They sell their product. They use the OU for whatever number of kosher contacts they have, kosher customers they have. They're not really interested in using publicizing this information.
Does it cost them more to be online?
Well, this is all. It's free service we provide. We provide the product search. We provide all companies product search, and the UDB is a free service we provide to our companies. In fact, actually, it's funny because we actually do, as Brad Polsky mentioned to you, a lot of, you might have mentioned, you might not have, but a lot of companies show up as, if you do Google on that company, the first thing that'll show up in that company is this. Because Joe's Cookies, which doesn't have a low profile, but OU Coach is a higher profile, and Joe's Cookie shows up in the OU database, so it'll show up.
I mean, if you went to the company's site?
If you go through Google, you'll find the OU product. That's just an interesting quote. Occasionally, we get company people calling about that company. Additionally to having searching, we also have the option of browsing, which is just, you can actually say, I'm looking for all the products of a particular company. So you pick an industrial company, and you search particular products by category by company. So you're looking for all the alcohol, all the honey companies we certify. You can actually get a list of all the honey companies you certify if you're looking for a particular, or you could search by category, by company, so you have no particular company, you can know what we certify for that company that's posted online. This is much more complicated than you think, because this requires a constant link to our database. Every night we update this information. UDB is actually the one we showed before, is actually a live interaction. UDB is constantly feeding live information off the Kosher system. The product search, we do not have it directly hooked up to the OU Kosher database. The reason is that it's a security issue. That if someone could actually get in through the system, to hack into the system, to hack into the Kosher system, could do irreparable damage. And show up a product that's not certified, is certified, or something like that. So we have a built-in system that's only updated every night. But this information, it's live. And it's actually quite complicated because we have to take the information from the Kosher system and upload to the website every night, and we have to make sure the information is updated. As the RCs will tell you here, there are companies that are new products are added every day, products are terminated every day, and we have to make sure the information is in fact correct, because anyone in the world could actually see this product once it's certified. And if the product information is no longer kosher and its own system is kosher, then the people think it's kosher because they have the OU symbol.
Is the UDB hosted by the OU?
Yes.
What time at night is the credit information?
I think 7 p.m. We do it, I think, 7 p.m., more or less.
Do we have to end this session, or do you have one more?
2 more minutes, I'm sorry. Just briefly, I want to say 3 more things on the website. I'm sorry to go over time. The information for companies, who have basic information for companies, what is kosher, why go kosher, steps to certification, company profiles, companies that become kosher, And we also have all the forms apply online for companies can apply online. They can start the application process, or they can download forms online. The other, that if you can browse at your leisure, the other we have is just want to show is the kosher professional site. This we took all the information for kosher professionals I mentioned earlier. That's it's also available if you go to type in kosherprofessionals.com. This site will show up, and that's all the articles that are appropriate for kosher professionals. Information providing detergents, articles about kosher production. We also have a number of shirim on various topics made from previous Ask OU, which we put online.
Mention we'll have from this one also, right?
This will probably all these shirim now available online. The last piece of information is that I just want to show the OU Passover site, which is only usually OU Passover. over.com that it's usually only available between, say, a month before Pesach and Purim through a month after Pesach, but this is we actually put all the information for Pesach. We have the download, we upload our annual guide to Pesach. We also have a number of, you know, our restaurants are certified for Pesach, and we also have a number of topics, issues that the OU, you know, non-food items that don't require kosher certification, medicine guidelines, dried fruit, other issues that come up for Pesach, we put online, and this year, every year, it's updated the Passover site, OUPassover.com, and that has the one of our more popular features.
Very good.
Any questions? Our policy is not to put Pesach Din directly on. We put some information online in the articles, some of the more, but we don't put them in. If you email us, we'll usually send them out. But we don't put Lechachila online for various reasons.
If we email you, will you send us group one?
We have particularly a list of all the group ones. I mean, there's some only 1,000
group ones.
But no, we can tell you a particular product ingredient is a group one or not a group one. We'll tell you if that's a particular ingredient. We don't put in all the group ones.
Sure. Guy, if I'm a keg enough, very informative.